Hello, this is Alan Garcia, CB Master, and welcome to the Xbox 360 Hardware. On this show, we will be covering the Xbox 360. I happened to get one on my hands on Tuesday because of high demand of the software. I managed to get one real quick on the second shipment, thanks to a few sources. Now, I put enough volume on this, and we're gonna go ahead and cover the Xbox 360. Now, I'm doing this show by myself, but in the future, we're gonna have some people coming by to help me out with these conversations. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and power on the Xbox 360. The way I'm gonna do that is I'm gonna click the X button on the controller, on the wireless controller. So, let me just press the button, and the Xbox 360 automatically turns on. If there's a disc inside, it will automatically play it. As you can see, I am being signed in to Xbox Live. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't see, you can only hear. Just trying to sign into Xbox Live. There we go. I'm signed in. This is the Xbox Live Blade. What I have here is my gamer card, which has my gamer tag, my reputation, my gamer score, and the zone that I'm in. My reputation is what you get after you play online. The people that you played with will leave feedback whether if you were good or bad. Let's say that they leave you a negative feedback because you always lost. Well, it's not going to affect you, but if you put because you were saying bad words or something, or you were insulting, then it will affect your reputation. But if they give you good feedback, then your reputation gets bigger. And the reputation system is based by star, which is 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 star, 5 star, or no star if you are a very bad player. 5 stars, you are very good with players. You like to win or lose, it's always the best. You treat players right. No stars, means that you're a bad player, you cheat all the time. People don't like the way you talk to them, you insult you all the time. You act people like in war games, you act them like if they're your soldiers or something, like if they're your slaves or something. Then your star will hit. Right now I have 3 stars. I mean, I haven't gone online yet, but I will soon. I have the gamer score means how much you get by achievements. My gamer score is currently 10. Because I was playing an arcade game and I managed to get 2 achievements, so they're both 5 gamer scores. And the zone that I'm in depends on what I want. So let me go ahead and go to zone. Edit gamer profile. And here, let me tell you what it is. There are 4 zones. Recreation. It's not whether you win or lose, but that everyone enjoys the game. Kick back, relax, be considered, and have fun. Pro. You aren't going to settle for anything less in first place, but you respect the game and your competitors. Play clean, play hard, play to win. And mostly the pro section is where people get high reputation. Family. You want a zone you and your kids can enjoy. No mature language, no trash talk, no super competitive egos. In short, fun for the whole family. And the one I am in, Underground. If you aren't afraid of trash talk, the Underground is for you. Not for the faint of heart. Your battle cry, take no prisoners. In which Underground, you can talk trash talk, and you'll be like everyone else, in which your reputation will not go down if you're trash talking. So, Microsoft knows what's in the Xbox Live service. Another thing, my motto. Everybody has a motto, a total of 21 characters. Mine is, time to get real. My gamer picture, that's another thing. The Xbox 360 hard drive comes, if you get the one that's $400, or if you buy the core system with the, and you buy an external hard drive, you get all these cool gamer pictures. I already chose one from Call of Duty, since that is my favorite game for the 360. Another thing that I want to see, you can look at your reputation. can see the people that send you the feedback and you can see why. And this other thing, you can have account management, you can do it, all this from your Xbox. Another feature, messages. You can send messages to your friends that are Xbox Live and they can send it back to you. And in the future, actually, if you have a headset, which does come with a 400, you can actually voice send them. And in spring 2006, you'll be able to video chat against each other by using the Xbox Live Cam. But maybe other webcams, like if you already have a webcam, like I do, then maybe it will work already. So, and friends, so I'm already requesting someone, Gamertag LakersFan8. If you do not know, LakersFan8 is the gamertag of Los Angeles Lakers Kobe Bryant. That is his gamertag. And I send him an invitation to see if we want to be friends. But not real friends, just online gameplay friends. Another thing, well, friends, you can actually see about your friends and your players, the people that you've played with. Now, this is a really cool feature. The Xbox Live Marketplace. The Xbox Live Marketplace is your one stop for everything you need for your gaming needs. Game downloads are, you can download things for your game. Let's see, you play Cameo. There's extra things for your video, for the game, like, they do cost, though. You can have download themes for your Xbox, or there might be something that's implemented in the game. So game download is pretty cool. Memberships, well, you can buy memberships via the Xbox, if you bought them from a store, or you can input your credit card, which I might do if I want to get to gold. Since I just got my Xbox, I have a 30-day... I'm in Xbox Live Gold, 30 days. After that, I'm a silver member. But I'm going to get Xbox Live Gold. I'm going to want to go online. Demos and trailers, my favorite. My favorite are the demos. They're all the games here. And some games, like NBA Live 06, all the games have trailers. But some games, like NBA Live 06, and Cameo have demos for the Xbox 360. They're around 400 to 500 megabytes. They have a high-speed internet connection. Just takes like half an hour. Themes and gamer pictures. Okay, this is what's gonna cost you. You can download themes and gamer pictures. You do need to buy Microsoft points though. You can buy 5,000 for $62.50. I don't know, but these Microsoft points, it's like money, but Microsoft away. Download history, your what you downloaded before. Redeem prepaid card or promotional code. Now right here, let's say you bought a 12-month membership at Target for Xbox Live. You enter the code, and automatically give it to you. Or let's say that you bought 1,600 Microsoft points. You put the code, 25-digit character code, and it'll process it over the internet. If it's valid, you'll get your stuff that you got. And feature downloads. And on the very right side, you see a picture, in which right now I'm seeing my NFL 6. So every time you visit the marketplace, actually in the Xbox Live Blade, you always see a little ad on the bottom. This one says Peter Jackson's King Kong. In the very bottom, which you see in all three blades, something called Open Trade. When I press the A button, the tray opens. And when I press Close Tray, the tray closes. So if I don't want to click the button to put a game, because since this is Chrome finish, I don't want to mess up the Chrome by using my fingers, so I can use Open Tray. Next, the games. This is where you get your video games. This is where you learn all about your games, your achievements, the games you've played, the Xbox Live Arcade, demos where you can play your demos, and trailers for the games. Here's a trailer of Call of Duty 2. Enjoy.
Rated T for Teen.
was Call of Duty 2, and this trailer was downloaded from the Xbox Live Marketplace. This is a really cool game for 360, and if you get a 360, get this game, because I've played the demo, and it's real cool. Up next, media. This is a one-stop for all the music and pictures and video fans, and all the DVD movie fanatics. Your gamer tag is always shown, and everywhere you go, here's your music. You can listen to music from the hard drive of your 360. You can listen to it from your Media Center PC, or if you have Windows XP Service Pack 2, you can listen to music. You can listen to music that's already in your computer. However, you're going to have to install certain software, in which we will cover later on. Current disc, you can put a disc of your favorite music, let's say from an artist, or ripped music, and it'll play. And you can rip the music to the hard drive. So you don't have to put the music anymore, it's already on your hard drive. Portable device, you can listen to movies, you can listen to music on MP3 players, on the Sony PlayStation Portable, and I don't believe the iPod. The iPod, you're not gonna be able to listen to music to it because iTunes has certain copyright restrictions. You might be able to play it, but you won't be able to rip the music to the hard drive. Actually, you can't on anything. A music player, you play music, you select a music source, in which Microsoft will cover later. Pictures. You can view pictures from your computer, from a digital camera. You can connect a digital camera, a current disc, or portable device. So I have a digital camera. I'll just plug it in, and I can look at the photos that I've taken. Real cool. Video. Look inside Xbox 360. These four videos came with a hard drive. Rebuilding Titanic, all these four videos come. If you delete them, you can't get them anymore. Last but not least, Media Center. If you have Windows Media Center, you can click this, download the extender for the Xbox 360, and you set up, put the code and you set up your Windows Media Center so that your Xbox 360 can run Windows Media Center. Last but not least, system. All this is console settings. You can change the display, the audio, the language, the remote control, the family settings, memory, network settings, computers, and the initial setup. You can run the system setup that you saw the first time you started the Xbox 360. That's a quick overview of the dashboard, a quick overview of the hardware. Now, what the package that I bought, okay, now what I'm going to do is click this X button again. I'm going to tell the Xbox 360 to turn off. I can also turn off the controller if I want, because I have a media remote and I can save battery by using the remote instead, which also came with my 360, which is a limited time offer. Press A, and my Xbox 360 turned off. Alright, hope you were enjoying these 15 minutes and 43 seconds. Now, what I have in here is a nice Xbox 360 package. A white box that includes the console, the premium chrome finish, a hard drive, a wireless controller, headset, Ethernet cables, component HD cables, an Xbox Live, and of course the bonus media remote sticker. And on the top, it's where I believe where you go, they actually open it and they scan the serial number. Over here, well, what the Japanese use to click on the back, it tells you about the 360, and on the left and the right side, there's a little latch opening in which you open. Actually, when I open the box, you don't have to remove a sticker or anything. It just opens like that. Like that. First thing I saw was the Xbox 360, then the manuals, and I had to take off a few things, and I had to open a latch, and that's where the wireless controller, the headset, the cables, the HD cable, the Ethernet, and the power adapter came in there. On the top was the Xbox 360 with a hard drive already in there. Xbox Live, it's ready on this one. And the core system, the one that's $299, is the one I didn't want to get because, you know, it's not too fancy. You only have a console, a wired controller, old generation, and an old generation AV cable, so you can't use the core system on HDTV. Another thing you miss out on the core system is this beautiful chrome display on the ejection tray. The ejection tray is, there's silver on it, right? If you get a core system, don't expect to see this cool blingy type on the ejection tray. Also, don't expect to get the freedom of wireless. You're gonna stay stuck to the TV. Don't expect to get a meter remote. Don't expect to get a hard drive, which you need to buy a memory unit. Don't expect to get an Ethernet and a headset to get to get Xbox Live. And you can't use Xbox Live unless you have a memory unit or a hard drive. Don't expect to play original Xbox games unless you buy the hard drive. So you really need the hard drive if you want to play original Xbox games. So the premium is what everybody wants. Microsoft made more premium than core system. And the next thing I'm gonna do is attach the hard drive. I'm gonna press this small button right here. At the same time, pull it out. And there's the hard drive. Put it back in. I'll put the other end to the side, and then the hard drive is put. Another thing on the Xbox 360 are the faceplates. People have been saying that it's hard to remove these because they're doing it wrong. Some people are putting their both fingers, the index and middle fingers, on the memory unit, which you can cut your nails and at the same time break your faceplate. And some guy on IGN was trying to do it from the bottom. This is how you do it. Put your two fingers on the left side of the USB. Where the USB thing is, on the left side, on the left dot right here, on the side of the 360. So on the bottom of your Xbox 360, if it's vertical on the bottom, if it's horizontal on the right, and when it's on the, if it's horizontal, you need to pick it up. And if it's vertical, the left side of the USB port, you're gonna put your two fingers, and it'll pop out. Real easy. You won't hurt anything. You won't hurt your hand or anything. It'll just pop out. And then, all you have to do is pull it out. Now, some people have been saying that it's hard to take it out from the top because people are saying that they might break the edge of the faceplate. I've done this a million times already, taking it out like that. Not a single inch broke on the part where the faceplate is put together. Well, I removed the faceplate, so I can add other faceplates if I want. So I already look at her. So when you remove the faceplate, you get a nasty look of the Xbox 360. You don't want your Xbox 360 to look like that. If you bought a faceplate, you can just put it in. But these faceplates are expensive. They're $20. And there's one that I like called Hot Rod that I might get later on because I'm having more money. Yeah. Now, to put the faceplate back on is easy. You just align it and just click it together. That's adding a faceplate. Real easy. Just put it back together. See? Now your system looks beautiful again. Alright, I think this MP3 file is getting bigger. So that's the end of our hardware show. I hope you enjoyed these 21 minutes. And on episode 2, we will be covering games, which will be next month because I don't have any games right now. Alright, so I'm Alan Garcia, and I'm off at 21 minutes and 20 seconds.